here from head coach Tom Cerutori. Congratulations on the win, Tom.
Thanks, Schulte.
That might be the most entertaining 1-0 game I've witnessed.
No, it was a good game, and there was a lot of close ones too. So, that thing could have went both ways. It could have went both ways many different times. So, again, we got the last break. That's what it boils down to sometimes.
Well, I thought you guys played really good defensively on the puck tonight, Tom. You were attacking the puck. Obviously, Augustana team, they're going to get some puck possession, but you got a ton of block shots. I just really like the defensive effort that that the team showed all 60 minutes.
I like how they sold out. They played with a lot of desperation, and it was good. We still got to get better defensively. There were some breakdowns, and that's why we're blocking those shots, to be honest with you. And if we can just get a little stronger detail to our defensive game.
You won about two-thirds of the faceoffs tonight, Tom.
Big time.
How much easier does that make the game?
Oh, hell. Unbelievable, Schulte. And you're spot on. We talked about that. And, you could tell after two, I think it was like we were at 65%, something like that. We talked about that.
Well, and you had, penalties, obviously, a problem coming into the game. You did a good job with that, the third period a little bit. But, you're going to have some penalties. But overall, the two things that have been kind of a thorn in your side, I thought you addressed in this game and overcome them. They weren't really an issue.
Well, you're right, Bishop. We got to get better on our power play. We got to get better on our penalty kill. Even that the first penalty kill, the kid missed a wide-open net.
Right.
I mean, there were some breakdowns. We got extended a couple times, but I'm not going to overcoach right here on the radio on the post game interview. But we still got to get a little better there. But hey, everybody's got to get better in certain areas. Everybody, Augustana, everybody, Minnesota, doesn't matter who you are. It's just there's still a lot of teaching and there's a lot of learning yet.
Boy, teams are so good right now, 3-on-3 of not beating themselves.
Yeah, you do kind of play scared, don't you? It's just, and again, you sure don't talk about it. You never talk about it as a coach, but it's guys know they got to be on the right side of the puck.
How about the patience of Adam Flamang? Could have just turned and fired that thing towards the net. Knows he's got a little time and space there. Let's find the open guy.
Yeah, we know there's a backdoor. One thing on a 3-on-3, there's always a backdoor play, and we talk about that all the time. So there's always a backdoor play. And what happens typically in a situation like that is not only the guy on it, but the net front D will get puck focused at times too. That's why sometimes throwing a puck to the weak side, even if it doesn't convert, we're still going to get possession off it.
Defensively from your goaltender, I thought Raythan played great positionally today. He was seeing the puck. There was a couple of extra rebounds, but all in all, a pretty solid goaltending for you.
Dang right it was. It was a great – you're good. You're good. Sorry about that, guys. But you're spot on. I thought both goalies played really good. Kotai was good. Razor was good. Both of them stood tall.
See you tomorrow night, Tom.
All right, guys.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers here, our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.